Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing? It is the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray Lytle, along with the one and only Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you, Nikki?
Just fine.
How you doing, Nikki? You good?
I'm not fine.
Are you good? Happy good?
Yeah.
Good to know, Nikki. You good?
Mm-hmm.
Good. It's nice, Nikki. You good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Hello, Nikki. How are you?
Hello, Nikki. How are you?
Hello, Nikki. How are you asking?
I don't know. I'm using all my different devices today.
Oh, my God.
Making sure everything's working. How are you? Oh, so how are you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing?
Just fine? How was your day yesterday?
Oh, it's so rainy.
The sun's out today, though. At least where I am, it's out. Man, it's just...
I haven't bothered looking outside.
Oh, yeah. I think the rain's finally over.
Oh, God, I hope so.
And thank God, because I'll tell you what, it's been horrible. It really has been.
Ugh.
It's been, you know... It's been crappy.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad we need the need to get the sun shining again. Too much of the too much rain lately. It makes everything feel bad. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like lately, my knees have been hurting.
Right.
When I whenever I walk. My ankles hurt. My knees hurt as well, but.
Are you taking your water pill?
Yeah. I just ran out, so no. No, I'm not taking it.
That could be why your ankles are hurting.
Well, I don't know.
Are they swollen?
No, they just feel like they're sprained.
Mm.
Even though I haven't sprained them, That's how they feel,
Bruised.
Yeah, they feel like messed up, which I don't,
Thank you for waking me up.
Well, thank you, George. my ankles feel like,
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it.
Probably like they're swollen and you need to take your water pill.
I think it's the weather.
it's the weather.
It makes it feel like,
the weather's making your ankles feel like they're bruised.
Sort of, yeah. I guess. Mm. Yeah. And my knees are hurting, but when today it's sunny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine.
Yeah.
I feel wonderful.
Yeah.
It's got to do with the weather.
Yep, it's the weather.
It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Yes.
Oh, well.
You know what else is ridiculous?
What's that?
Barry Manilow coming out at 73.
Well, I got into that a little bit yesterday. But he did. He was. Well, I guess he admitted it. But.
Like we didn't already know.
Yeah. He. 2 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
He was outed.
Oh.
This is what I read. He was outed 2 years ago.
Oh.
That's like, okay, which I don't, which
well,
I...
Well, I wasn't here yesterday, so I didn't know.
Well, you were here for...
So please excuse me in the conversation.
You were here for a lot of yesterday's show.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. I was here for the J.J. Walker.
Yeah.
And then we discussed me leaving.
Right. I ended with Barry Manilow.
No.
Yeah, after you left, I did the Barry Manilow.
After I would left,
yeah,
I was gone.
Yeah.
How was I to know?
Oh, well, I thought you were saying that you weren't here at all. I'm like, oh my God, you're misremembering. Do you need some classes or something?
How would I know?
No, you wouldn't, unless you like went back and listened to the show. You know.
I don't do that.
Which I'd probably do if I wasn't on it, but
I don't do that.
Well, if I excuse myself, and
how would I do that?
I don't know.
What apparatus?
I know that. I know. I don't know, but I know.
You know that my phone does not work that way.
Listen, I know that when I would host the show and you and Marvin
would. You would. You would.
And you and Marvin.
And I would if I had the ability to.
And I would go to, like, take
I
a dump.
I don't have the ability to, therefore I can't.
All right. Well, I'm okay. All right. Don't need to get all.
I will get all.
Get you all in a huff. All in a tizzy. Whatever the hell you got going on, but, you know. So, yeah, we mentioned that Barry Manilow has been, I mean, he hooked, the guy who's his husband, he hooked up with him in 1970, do you remember the date? It was like 70.
I wasn't alive.
It was like 77 or 78.
Oh, I was paying attention to Barry Manilow.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about, Barry Manilow. And
you know what I was doing then?
What?
I was learning how to pee outside and eating dirt.
Yeah. So, this, I mean, this guy has been with his husband. I mean, he's just not, it's not like he suddenly became gay. I mean, this guy's been gay for a long time.
Usually they're born that way.
Well, yeah, he was obviously born that way. But I'm saying that he's not one of these guys
who... That's a long time.
I know, he's not one of these guys who tried to live a straight life and blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, he hooked up with this guy in 1970-something. I mean, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, it's like 40 years. That's 40 years of gayness. That's 40 years of not marriage. So I guess they just got married.
Of cohabitating.
Yeah. Yeah, but like 40 years of being together. Oh, I'd be so sick of, you know.
You'd be so sick of them.
Oh, I just would be. Yeah, I would be. If I was gay... Oh, I'd just be.
Why would you? Why does it matter if you're gay or you're straight? If you're
Feel it does. I feel it does.
No, it doesn't. Love is love, right?
No, I feel like I would tire.
You would tire quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would tire easy of my boyfriends if I was a gay.
Yeah.
I would. I think I would, you know. I mean, if I was gay, I think I'd, you know. I mean, I think I'd get around. That's what I...
You would get around if you were gay.
Yeah, I think I would. I think I'd, you know.
You'd get around if you were still straight.
Yeah. If I what? No, I think I've been very. I mean, I've been, as a straight man, I've been very. You know.
Well, the way you said that.
I'm with the
heteros.
I'm with the same woman, but only. You know what I mean. Only.
You're treading in some mud.
No, I'm just saying, you know, this is the only woman.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see if it was anybody else. I just can't see me, you know, holding out.
Yeah.
Being unless as good Katie as Perry, I've been. Maybe. What is it?
Unless it's Katy Perry, maybe?
No, I'd fuck around on Katy Perry.
You would?
Yeah, I think I'd be loyal for like the first 2 years. You know?
Yeah.
And then after that, just the woman hitting on, just the women hitting on me because I'm with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Like they'd be saying, oh, I bet he's got a big dick or he's got something going on. He's funny or he's rich. Or, you know, they think something's going on.
Yeah.
I'd have no choice.
Brittany would try to be like getting in on it.
Yeah, like, oh, I got it. Yeah. So I, you know. I'd definitely go for it.
Because I'm looking at the Britney thing here on Facebook.
Yeah, what'd she do?
She Googled Katy Perry is hot, and now she's sad.
What? She she Googled hey, Katy Perry is hot, and then she's...
Katy Perry hot.
Huh. Yeah, Katy Perry's okay, right?
Yeah.
She looks all right.
Katy Perry hot, and apparently the very sexy pictures of her that came up made her very sad.
Mm. She is good. She's younger too. She's not young. She's not young. Because I think she's in her 30s, but she's younger.
She doesn't want the world to forget she's a hottie.
Yeah, Katy Perry, she's got the big titties too. And I'm not much of a boob guy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not, but man, she'll make you into one. I mean, Katy Perry.
Yeah, you like the little boobs.
Yeah, I love. Don't get me wrong, I love boobs, and I don't.
We had this conversation before. You're scared of big boobs.
Yeah, I don't want A cups. I mean, I don't know what the hell I do with those, but yet I don't like big massive ones. You know. Like the gigantic,
she's got the big gigantic ones.
Yeah, I don't want anything. I don't want anything that are swinging.
They're swinging.
You know how you get women in on all four. You know.
Yeah, hers are swinging.
Yeah, I don't want any swingers. You know, swinging boobs.
Those are swinging boobs.
You know, I mean, maybe for one night.
For one night.
But I don't think I could be with those all the time. You know.
Wow.
Those, you know, I don't think I can marry a set of gigantic boobs.
You couldn't marry a set of
gigantic, you know what I mean?
Boobs. You couldn't.
No. I need a wife to have, you know, nice boobs. Even biggish boobs are fine.
Mm-hmm.
But massive boobs are just—they're just too much, you know.
Wow.
They really are. Katy Perry's 32 years old. Wow. 32. And she's got, I mean, I'm just saying that her boobs look like, you know, they look really big. They look like, you know, they look like bigger than D cups. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Which for me, you know, I think those are too big. You know.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they're nice.
Yeah, well, don't get me wrong. I appreciate them. I think they're, you know. And Katy Perry is, you know, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
She's just not, you know.
See, I like this picture.
She's just not up to my level.
I just sent you a picture. I like that picture.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, I like that picture. Yeah, I like that. No, that's good.
She's making breakfast or something.
Yeah, and I like her boobs in that. I like her boobs in that, you know. But everything's sort of scrunched and hidden, you know.
She's pushed up.
Yeah, I don't know. She just doesn't look like she's going to age well in that picture. That's the thing that bothers me.
What do you mean she's not going to age well?
I don't think she'll age well. I think, you know, she's going to turn 45 and looks like she's 70. I just, you know.
I think she'll be fine.
Well, these are things we have to consider, Nikki. I mean, seriously, I'll tell you what. I mean, I know because I'm a married man. And I'll tell you the smartest thing I did. The smartest thing I did was marry a woman who...
She looks like she's going to age well in that one.
Yeah, who aged really well, my wife. You know, that's what I did. No, she doesn't. She looks like... No, she looks good in that. Don't get me wrong.
I think she'll age well because she has lots of money.
Well... Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. She'll age well. She'll look crazy because she's going to have to do things.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I think.
Yeah.
I don't think she's... I don't know. I think... Yeah. I think like Britney Spears. I like Britney Spears. Britney Spears has aged well.
Yeah.
See, I like her. She's got something going on. But like my wife has aged really well.
Yeah.
You know. She's gained weight in older age, but she hasn't looked.
Oh,
you know what I mean? She
God,
hasn't.
What? Ray. You did not just say that.
I'm just saying. What? What? I'm saying that.
Oh, I would divorce you.
What?
You don't say that about your wife.
Well, she's gotten a little, you know.
Ugh.
I'm just telling you.
You don't say those things.
You know, my wife, she's aged well. Well, that's what I'm saying. What's wrong with that? You want me to say she's aged bad?
No, that's not what you said. That's not what I'm talking about.
She looks young. Well, I'm saying that she's gained weight. Of course she's gained weight. She's become an older woman. Well, not, you know what I mean. She's,
you don't have to point it out.
Well, once you get into a certain age, it's harder to keep that stuff off. Don't get me wrong. My wife sent me a thing yesterday. She goes, she didn't eat. This is the craziest thing. She didn't eat dinner on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Like she didn't eat. She was just drinking and doing things. And she had like, I don't know. She had like a tortilla or something. That's all she ate. And she texts me yesterday. She goes, "Oh my God, my pants!" She goes, "My pants, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. She's still thin enough to where she misses one meal, and her pants fit better.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I've dropped 60 pounds, you know, and you can't even tell. You know, I'm so freaking fat. I dropped like 50 more pounds.
Oh, did
or
you?
18 more pounds in the last couple of weeks? Yeah."
That's awesome.
Yeah, but you can't tell.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I keep losing weight. I keep looking as fat as ever.
Oh, stop.
I really do.
Give yourself some credit.
No, not until I start looking better. When I start looking better, I'm more than willing to give myself credit. And then I had a meeting and I got my calories that I got to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well... It's too much.
You listen to them and do what they say.
I know, but I can't eat that. I'm telling you.
Don't tell me that you
it's
can't.
It's too much.
There's a reason behind it.
No, I can't eat that much food. Like, they want me to eat like 3,000 calories a day.
Do what they say.
Or 20.
They're trying to reset your metabolism.
2,800 at some point. And you know what? I'm like, no, I eat like 1,800 calories. I'm fine.
You're starving your body, and therefore your metabolism is going to be all screwed up.
Well, I can't eat that much.
Well, you're going to have to.
I really can't.
You really should.
Oh,
listen to them. They know what they're talking about.
Oh, God, these are the things they want me to eat. I'm like this
what?
Is too much.
What do they want
well,
you
just
to
the
eat?
Amount of calories I got to eat.
What do they want you to eat?
Just all kinds of food.
Like what?
Well, like, you know, just everything. There's no limits. They said there's no limits. Like, there's no food I can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, well, fuck that. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to reset your metabolism.
That's too much. I can't, and I'm not eating it. I can't eat it.
You have to.
Oh. So the weight's coming off, you know.
It'll come off even faster once you do that.
No, I can't. I can't do what they want me to do. It's too much. Too many calories.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You are so stubborn.
I'm just saying I can't. The meals would be too big.
What's saying can't? Take that out of your vocabulary.
Well, I can.
Stop it.
Yeah. So it's just too much. Yeah, so my wife, she goes without eating dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up, like I said, her pants are, you know, it's like her pants aren't even fitting properly.
Right.
Because she feels like she, you know. Like she lost weight by missing one meal. Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean, that'd be nice.
I have a weird weight loss thing going on right now.
All right, go ahead. What was that?
I said I've got a weird weight loss thing going on right now.
What is going on?
I am losing weight below my belly button.
Yeah?
Like a lot.
Right.
And not above my belly button.
What the hell's that about?
I don't know, and I don't like it.
Below your belly button? What, in your crotch region? What are you
losing?
What? Not
my crotch.
I don't know what you're talking about. Below your belly button? I don't know.
Like from where your pants are.
Okay.
Like from where you button your pants?
Yeah.
Like where my pants are. All that is shrinking. And so it looks like I have a huge muffin top.
I don't know. Maybe you're getting muffiny in older age. I don't know.
And it looks, I don't know why.
Hmm.
That part's not shrinking.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand it. It's not shrinking evenly.
I'll tell you, listen, I don't know where I'm losing the weight. I know I've lost a bunch of weight, but I don't know where it's coming from. I literally have no idea.
I don't
even
know what size I am. It's confusing as hell.
So you say your top is staying the same size?
Yeah.
But your bottom's shrinking?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not attractive. Like, what the hell is this?
Has this happened before?
No. Never.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if this is something happens after you turn 40 or nobody tells you.
No, I don't think so. Because I told you my wife gained weight. You know, she seemed to be gaining it.
Let's quit talking about
evenly
your wife gaining weight. It's well, not
I'm,
very nice.
Well, I'm just talking about as you get older. You know, she's over 40 now, and you get a little, you know, you get a little bit everywhere.
But my bottom doesn't match my top.
I don't know. Yeah, my wife still looks good in a panty and bra. You know what I mean? She seems to be, you know, she's larger, but she seems to be pretty evened out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not even anymore.
You're saying it's all going to the top, but you're not. But in your case,
like,
in your case, you're not losing. You're losing it. You're not gaining it.
No, I'm losing from below my boobs.
Yeah.
To my belly button.
Right.
It's like a.
All your fat sitting in there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't understand it.
So your ass is getting smaller and all that stuff is shrinking?
Yeah, because I have when I walk, I have to hold on to my pants.
Oh, yeah. You gotta. But then you can't pull your pants up too much or else they won't go.
Even if
because,
I pull them up
yeah.
all the way like up to my like boobs.
Yeah, there's too much weight up top. So they'll
slip.
They
still fall
yeah.
off. And if I go to the size below.
Uh-huh.
The waist is too big.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you.
but then they fit in the hips.
You should be like a black guy walking around with your pants down, with your pants sagging.
That's what I feel like. Like my butt crack is hanging out all the time.
Well, I think that's going to happen.
No, that doesn't need to happen.
No way around it. You're going to be exposing butt crack. Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, you've muffin-topped.
I don't want to be
muffin-topped. Well, you just got to keep losing weight, and eventually the top will... have you seen Mama June?
Yes.
Well, then you'll lose the weight, see?
I'll have to have some kind of skin surgery then.
You're not... Well, then go through it. You're not bigger than Mama June was.
No, she was 490 pounds.
I know. She's lost 300 and some odd pounds. Didn't she got like the gastric bypass, all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of plastic surgery and.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
I feel like that if I continue losing, this muffin top is going to haunt me.
Yeah.
And it's just going to sag instead of like shrink up.
I'll tell you who's fat is that Mama June's kid. That Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo.
God damn. I mean, I'm not trying to fat shame an 11-year-old or however the hell old she is, but...
Yeah.
God damn. Jesus. She won't stop. That kid, they got to stop. They got to make her stop eating.
Right. Teach her to eat healthy.
She's developed bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
The soda. Oh, don't drink the soda. I tell you, this is, and I still think this is the main reason why I'm losing weight is I stopped the soda.
Yeah, I stopped with soda.
I just drink water. That's all I ever drink is water.
Right. I went to tea and now I'm at water.
Yeah. And I even cut back coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I get the surgery, I can't have it.
Because remember, we had that argument a couple of weeks ago about the soda.
Yeah, you were trying to convince yourself you could have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you, no. But I've had I was talking about my wife earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one thing that's attacking my wife is the soda.
Yeah.
Oh, she won't hear that. Oh, no. She refuses to hear that. Don't take away her soda.
Water and tea.
But I'm telling you, just between you and me, that's what's caused her to gain weight. It's a soda.
Well, I read a nasty article on soda, so.
Yeah. And my wife is this is a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get fat when she gets older if she keeps drinking this soda. I'm telling you.
Well, it's really bad for your heart.
Yes. And it's terrible for your heart.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that, I mean, trust me, I drank soda like a fiend when I was younger. And
when
I read about what it really does to your body, I was like, oh, my God, fuck this. I got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave up on, I mean, I just don't put any soda in my body. My wife wakes up, and she's done this for the entire time we've been together. I should have known better to be with a soda-holic.
A soda-holic.
But the first thing she does is she opens up a soda.
Mm-hmm.
The very
That's
first
what
thing.
I did. First thing I do is run to the station and go get a Polar Pop.
And I'm like, oh, my God, it's terrible for you.
Polar Pop a Coca-Cola.
I mean, she's drinking a Coke as she's getting ready for work. Then she brushes her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
She goes right back to drinking the Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
But I got to the point,
you're not even doing it for taste.
The Coca-Cola didn't taste good anymore.
Yeah. Like, you're not drinking Coca-Cola for taste if you're doing it right after brushing your teeth.
No, it's for caffeine, strictly.
Yeah. Then you got to get off it. You got to get the fuck off you got to get off of it.
Mm-hmm. It's very addicting.
Yeah, it's terrible. My wife's going. I can tell that's what it is.
And then she'll finish. You got to keep drinking more of it because of the caffeine.
Then she finishes one, starts another. I'm like, God damn it. We're drinking a lot of soda.
Because there's a difference between not drinking it and drinking it.
Yes. I remember my wife would have milk. She'd have a little glass of milk with dinner every night and all these things. Not now.
You get on like a Coca-Cola high.
Oh, she's got this. She's got the Coke. She's got this red soda. She's drinking Dr. Pepper or whatever the fuck. Right. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, I don't know.
You get a lot more done.
Yeah, she's drinking all the soda.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, can I have a water, please? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm so fat. I can't even, you know, you know, she has to do everything. But I'm saying that whenever I hear her, you know, complain because she's like, oh, crap. You know, what the hell's going on with me? You know, and she'll be like, you know, I've gained, you know, 4 pounds or whatever, you know, whatever the hell she's bitching about.
Right.
I'm like, well, I'm thinking to myself, it's a soda. I mean, it's this fucking soda. You're drinking that soda.
It's evil stuff.
And trust me, and I didn't, I mean, I guess I've always kind of known she likes soda, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't know how bad it was until I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I tried, it's been months. It's been four or five months since I've even tried to have one.
Yeah.
Because I stopped soda last year at some point.
Yeah.
And then I started, well, let me just have a soda. You know, I started having one a couple days a week or whatever.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, and then I immediately said, nope, forget it. It's just not worth it. It's the sodas are not worth it. I'm done.
Right.
I don't care how good they taste. I'm not putting that poison in my body again.
See, it doesn't taste good to me anymore.
Yeah, you got to stop.
I was just using it for the caffeine.
You got to stop.
And it was making me get up and clean the house and get things done.
So if there's one thing I wish my wife would do,
but it was also making my heart beat like a racehorse.
Yeah, that's exactly. And I never tell her because I'm too passive aggressive, but. If there was one thing that I could get her to do out of everything she does, it'd be stop drinking soda.
Because
that shit is going to kill her. It really is.
Yeah. It's on the top 10 list of bad things.
Yes. It's up there with smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm afraid that my daughter's going to pick up the habit. She's going to get the same damn habit. Because my daughter thinks she's, you know, invulnerable.
Right.
She thinks, but my God, she's sick all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And everything she's sick about, I think you can attribute to soda.
You know? Right.
All these gastrointestinal issues because of the soda.
Well, eating crap will do that.
Yeah, don't drink that shit. But yeah, that's the one thing. Start drinking water. You'll feel better. I mean, it sucks. I'm not going to lie.
It's the 10 worst foods for your heart.
Yeah. What are they?
Can you hear that?
No.
Okay, it's just in my ears. All right. It's making noise.
What are the 10 worst foods? Now I'm interested in what the 10 worst foods are.
Fast food burgers.
I don't eat those. Okay, good. Oh, thank God. All right. What else?
Deep fried foods.
Oh, yeah. I don't really eat a lot of those. No. Well, thank God.
It's donuts.
What is it?
It includes donuts.
Oh, good. I don't eat those. All right. Good.
You just said yesterday you were eating donuts.
I had one donut. Was it? That doesn't mean eating donuts. I had one donut for the first time in like 5 months. You know,
and make sure if you're having stir fry that it's in olive oil or coconut oil.
Yeah, I haven't had any kind of stir fry either.
The stir fry is really good for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Candy.
I eat no candy. I have not had candy in months. It's Christmas.
Soft drinks and sugar sweetened juices.
I have not had that since, God, last year. Wonderful. Okay, good.
I'm on a roll. People in your household are eating.
Look at what?
The other people in your house are eating.
Oh, they're eating all that shit. They're eating it like it's going out of style.
Sugary cereals.
I don't eat that. No, I eat honey bunches of oats.
Which cookies. Has
very little cinnamon. No, I don't eat any of those. Oh, this is great. I don't eat any of those either.
Margarine.
Oh, I don't eat margarine. No, margarine's horrible. I eat butter.
Yeah, better for you.
Yeah. Margarine's terrible.
Fat as compared to a trans fat. Meat lover's pizza.
Oh, I don't eat pizza. Good.
If you're going to eat pizza, get a veggie pizza.
I do not eat pizza.
And number one, diet soda.
Don't have any of that either. See? Mm-hmm. This is the shit people put in their body. God damn it. And
this is from Time Magazine.
Oh, I'm not eating any of those foods in there. I feel good.
Yep. This is the one that made me quit drinking.
Mm. No, I, thank God. Oh, I feel good now. It's almost that time of year where we're going to barbecue every night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah. Grilled chicken.
Yeah, I could grill some chicken every night.
Mm.
Or,
I never get sick of grilled chicken. Oh, yeah. My God.
I might start grilling. I might physically go grill.
My friend's been grilling. You've grilled, what, twice? Already?
This summer, like, because I continue to lose my weight, you know what I mean? This mm-hmm. summer, I might actually grill. I was thinking mm-hmm. about it. But I got to get some kind of chair or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Grilled chicken and some veggies and... Oh, sounds so good.
TJ says, Spanky and I want to know if beer's okay. Yes, beer's fine.
Yeah.
Yes,
in moderation.
Hey, listen, I'd rather you drink fucking...
Less than five.
I'd rather a person drink beer than soda.
Not me.
You know, just don't go nuts with it. You can have one. You can have a beer a day.
Yeah, less than five.
Yeah, well, you can't have a lot. Yeah, I mean, don't be crazy. I mean, let's not get nuts here,
right?
People.
No vodka shooters with it.
Yeah, no vodka shooters. Let's not get crazy.
Right.
Yeah, I am worried what people do drink to put in their body.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when I'm going really bad, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like most of my life, when I'm off my, when I'm not dieting.
Right.
I ate all that shit. All the shit you answered, I ate it, and I ate it a lot.
Yeah. Mine was the fast food burgers.
Yeah. I don't eat any of that shit now. None. Thank God.
I told you that my niece sent me this food processor / chopper thing.
Yeah, like a smoothie maker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
like, I can make, like, salsa and fruit salsa and eat healthy foods and make purees to put into, like, green tea.
Well, are you using it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, good. You put a little heroin in your stuff you mush up there.
What?
Put a little heroin in it.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, put a little heroin in it.
No.
Make you feel better.
No. You're weird.
No, I'm just telling you.
Odd ass.
Make your food taste better.
No.
I mean, if you get really healthy food, here's my plan.
It's expensive.
What heroin is?
The healthy food. Oh.
Well, get that healthy food. Mush it up, right? When you mush it up, put some dope in it.
No, I'm not going to put dope in my healthy food.
Stay with me.
Then no, I'm not going to stay with you.
Then you'll really love the feeling you get after you eat the healthy food.
I already do get the, like.
And you'll want to eat it all the time because you get the, you know, because your body will be fooled.
See, I happen to like healthy food. I eat a salad a day.
Yeah, I do too. I'm just lazy.
Why?
I'm just lazy.
What does that have to do with eating a salad a day?
Well, because I can't prepare it, you know. I go without.
You know what I do? I open the bag.
Yeah.
I pour the salad on my plate.
Well, I'd like a spinach salad.
Well, do that. And I like to put some salsa on it.
I don't like these bag salads like a commoner.
Well, it's cheap and I can afford it. Because no. Ari has the carrots and the
I'll tell you what I'm interested in trying is fruit. I want fruit.
Strawberries, blueberries.
Yeah, I just want any kind of fruit. My doctor said I could eat fruit. I was like, oh, because I was worried about the fat.
Strawberries and blueberries are very good for you.
I was worried about the sugar in fruit. And she goes, no, you can eat fruit. And I said, really?
Blueberries are very good for you.
And she said, yeah, go ahead. Eat the fruit.
Said, strawberries okay. and blueberries. Just don't add sugar to them.
Well, of course I'm not going to add sugar. I'm just like, for a snack, I'd love to just eat an apple.
Yes.
Or an orange.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, go ahead and eat that. I'm like, okay, right. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've literally just been eating protein and, I like green beans.
Right. But you get sick of eating nothing but green beans.
No, I like green beans. I've been eating nothing but green beans for 4 months. I can still eat them. I like green beans.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. No.
What I do is I take my salad, I put it on my plate.
Yeah.
I get my salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on top of my salad.
Oh, good Lord. It sounds horrible.
Because it's basically everything that you'd put on a salad, like the onions and the tomatoes and some peppers.
Then what, you put syrup?
Huh?
Will you put syrup on top of that?
Syrup?
Yeah. Maple syrup, maybe.
What are you talking about? Salsa's good for
you. Oh. I've got to get something for some taste.
No, and then I put some balsamic vinaigrette on it.
Oh, that's good, I bet. Oh, I bet that's good, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but wouldn't that be... Think about it now. Wouldn't it... Listen, if you could have... Like, if you're going to cheat on a diet... And this is what my food would be. If I could cheat on a diet, you know what I'd want? I'd want a couple pieces of French toast.
Cold pieces of French
toast. No, a couple pieces of French toast.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that'd be great.
Diabetic syrup.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste bad.
Well, I'm sure it tastes horrible.
It doesn't.
I mean, I'm going to go for Mrs. Buttersworth if I'm going to eat a fucking French toast. Good Lord.
Try the diabetic syrup and see if you like it.
No, that's like diet soda.
Here we go.
That's like diet negativity soda. Again. I am not going to eat that shit.
Oh.
I'd rather just not eat it at all. You know. But that's for me. It's like... No, I don't want...
If somebody switched it out, you couldn't tell the difference.
I don't want cake. I don't want cookies. I don't want any of that shit. What I'd like is the two pieces of French toast.
I think if I had to pig out or something, like if...
I don't want pasta. Ugh.
Maron. Pasta.
Yeah.
I'm a pasta girl. But I still incorporate it, but just not a lot.
Yeah.
I haven't taken anything out of my diet. I just don't eat a lot of it.
Oh, I did. I took a bunch of crap out. Mm-hmm. I took all those 10 things you named. I took them all out of my diet. They were like a regular.
Cravings for anything.
They were all a regular part of my diet.
I don't have cravings for anything.
I know what I ate yesterday for the first time I've never had is yogurt.
Yeah.
I've never had yogurt before.
It's good.
Oh, it's horrible.
But what kind did you have?
I had an orange.
You should have had strawberry or blueberry.
Well, I had orange something.
I've never had orange yogurt before.
Well, it was just orange flavored.
I know. You should have had blueberry or you should have had strawberry for your first time out.
Yeah, it was very sour. Didn't taste that good, but I was able to, you know, but I ate it, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yep. That's what I had yesterday.
Listen to us talk about food. We haven't had breakfast, have we?
No.
Neither have I.
I should get up and... Well, I think I'm going to Uber drive today.
Are you?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
I think I'm going to have a salad for breakfast.
I'm going to grab a bowl of Honey Bunches of Oats, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A little bowl. And then I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go drive Uber. That's what I think I'm going to do.
There you go.
Although, I got to tell you, I was up last night. I could not sleep yesterday. Could you sleep last night?
No, I was up until 5-something, 6-something, and then I laid down for a little bit. And then I was, like, rolling from one side to the other, one side to the other, trying to even out my muffin top.
I'll be damned.
So I barely have had any
sleep. A lot of guys that like that muffin top.
No.
You need to get
one. I don't like guys that like muffin tops. Something's wrong with them.
Yeah, might, who knows?
Something's wrong with them.
Get yourself a guy.
I don't need a guy.
Yeah.
Don't need him.
Get yourself a man who wants to pound that muffin top.
No.
Get good pounding.
Yuck.
Put you on all fours.
Oh, stop it.
Yep.
No way. So I'll probably be sleeping this afternoon.
Yeah, I decided, you know, my wife and I, we stopped watching The Walking Dead. Okay.
That's what you said.
And so I said, what the hell? Let me catch up on it. You know what I mean? So my wife's like, she goes, I'm never going to watch it. So if you want to catch up on it, I said, all right, let me try. It's unwatchable.
Is it?
I'm telling you.
Is it that bad?
It's unwatchable.
Mm.
I watched the rest of the season. Like, we watched the first episode where they killed Glenn and, you know. You know, and all that stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rest of the season's horrible. I mean, it's terrible.
Mm.
It's a bad. It went from the best show on television
to the most disgusting show
to a bad, bad show. It's just bad.
Mm.
So hopefully, the next part of the season will get better because I'm on like episode 8 or whatever.
Right.
Although I just started watching.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep.
Because of it?
No, I just started. I was watching it to keep from, you know, to try to. I mean, it did nothing for me.
Yeah.
I've never watched a show that it just felt was so bad. It's like, oh my God, it's just so bad, but I'm waiting. You know, I'm waiting for something to happen. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
And I can't believe there's people out there that like Negan, you know what I mean? The character of Negan.
Mm-hmm.
And they root for him and they buy t-shirts with his bat, like Lucille, blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. It's the same, like when I stopped reading the comic, it was because of this guy.
I saw a cat meme dressed as Negan.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And they, you know, they're like trying to get people, they're trying to force people to like, they're never going to like him.
Right.
And if it's like the comic, they're never going to kill Negan.
Right.
I mean, the comic book, Negan, Negan's still around.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, he just is. They haven't done shit to, you know. They took away his powers, but he's still around. Yeah, so I don't know. But anyway, Yeah, it's just, you watch it, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And there's too many places, and you don't know the people, and...
Oh, Lord.
You just feel lost. So I'm like, oh, this show is so boring, but I was laying on the couch, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm laying on the couch, trying to just, you know, doze off, but I couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm on my phone, okay?
Yeah.
I'm on my phone and watching The Walking Dead, hoping it will get good.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's some people, I know that there are people out there that like it, and God bless you guys who are doing it, but I mean, it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
So sometime this weekend I will watch, I'll try to watch the rest.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Just so I could be caught up, but I'm forcing myself to do it. I really am, because it's just not, I mean, you can tell why the ratings have plummeted. And I know, yeah. Like, the producers are like, oh, we don't know why the ratings are so bad. We don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you guys are you're doing a totally different show.
Yeah, it's kind of, ever since they got locked in the boxcar, it kind of took an evil twist, and I just kind of was like, what?
I mean,
when I kind of like started.
Well, yeah, slowly but surely they've sort of moved, but now it's, I'm telling you.
When they went to that camp. They found that camp on the railroad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was the turning point for me.
It's just, I don't know. I'm trying. I'm hoping it's going to get better, everybody. Maybe they'll figure it out, but man, I don't know what those producers who can't figure out what the hell's wrong with it, they must be mentally disabled or something. Because how do you not know what's wrong with it? Because I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's a different show. The whole mood of the show is so depressing and so, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm watching it going, God, my wife's right. I should have never started watching. This is terrible. But I figure for doing a show, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I need to, I got to know what's going on, you know.
Got to watch it.
At least that's what I convinced. That's what I convinced myself. I think it's a stupid thing, though, now that I think about it. But, it's just terrible. Oh, well. Anyway, that's probably going to wrap up the week, Nikki.
Already?
Well, it's 9:59. We only got a couple minutes and we're out of here. Then we're done until next week.
What are we doing next week?
I don't know.
Anything exciting?
No, just bullshitting. Doing what we always do, nothing. Just get out of here and talk about, yeah.
That may be something exciting.
No, we'll just talk about the bullshit.
Bullshit?
Who the hell had me describe?
It's a show about nothing.
I had to describe the show to somebody the other day. And I told them, I go, listen to it. And they go, what's it about? I said, well,
not really anything.
I go, you know, just, they're like, what'd you talk about today? And I go, fuck, I don't know what I talked about. Just listen to the show. And they're like, you know, they're like, well, what kind of things do you talk about?
Nothing. That's what people ask
me. That's what they ask me. They go, what kind of things do you talk about? And I never know what to say.
Specific.
I go, shit, I don't know. They said, what'd you talk about today? I go, I don't remember. Like, we'll do the show, okay? We do
not
the show.
Memorable.
And I walk outside the office, and I go to the living room, okay? And in between the office and the living room, I freaking forget everything. And I go to fill out what we did on the show.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, like yesterday. I went to go fill out all the shit we talked about. All I could remember was Jimmy J.J. Walker calling in. I go, Dynamite! That's all I remembered. So I go, Jimmy J.J. Walker's calling is the highlight of the show. Which wasn't a lie, because it was the highlight of the show, but that wasn't the only thing we did. It's just the only thing I can remember.
Right.
Like today, I don't even know what the hell we did. I'll say, Ray and Nikki discuss how Nikki feels that she's a muffin top. And they talk about the 10 foods no one should eat.
Right.
That's all Katie I can.
Perry.
That's all I can remember.
Katy Perry.
I forgot about Katy. I already forgot about Katy Perry.
How could you forget Katy Perry?
Her tits are too big. I would like to. I'd love to. You know what? I'd like to bang her once.
Swinging tits.
But I am fearful. I bet she has a wide vagina.
Why do you think she has a wide vagina?
I don't know.
Vagina.
She looks like the type that has.
Oh my God.
A very wide vagina. I think there's different body builds of women, and they have different types of vagina settings. I think hers is large. A very large vagina. I don't know what the hell I do with that, you know.
Yeah, the things that you come up with in your brain,
I'm just telling
you,
that's what I think. It's been a fear of mine through life. You get with a woman with too large a vagina, she doesn't even feel anything. I don't think I've ever experienced too large a vagina, but that is something that's concerning to guys.
Oh, my God. You haven't experienced a wide vagina, but there's one out there that you are for sure.
Right. Well, I've been with the same vagina, which is perfectly suited for me.
Right.
For a long, for a long time.
Sure, somewhere out there, there is one.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I will say that my wife's vagina is perfect, okay?
Yeah.
The perfect size for what I got going on.
Yeah.
And so I did. I gave there was a nice sigh of relief when she had to get a C-section. I mean, although, I didn't like to see, I'd rather she'd given birth naturally, but there was a sigh of relief. I was like, oh, God, at least the vagina's not going to get messed up.
Oh, okay.
It's perfect size right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a fear. That's a fear of mine. So I never had to go through that. Well, thank God. And then we had the one kid, never had another one. I'm like, I don't want to risk it. I've already got the, I got through this one with no damage. So. Not that I've used it a lot lately, but.
Oh, I don't want to hear about it.
Do like my wife's vagina. And I'm worried Katy Perry has too big one, so I better not. She just seems like the type, you know what I mean? Has a very wide onset vagina. So maybe I'll put down that we talked about.
We
talked about Katy Perry's vagina. And then when people when people search the internet, they'll be taken to our website. This is a website discussing Katy Perry's vagina. Could you imagine if you're some fan of Katy Perry's vagina?
We'll go viral.
And you stumble across our website, you're like, oh shit, I gotta listen to this show. Oh, they're talking about Katy Perry's vagina, which I love. I'm a huge fan of Katy Perry and her sweet vagina.
Right.
They'd have to listen to this whole fucking show.
It's to the very end.
To the very end. You have to listen to the very end. At the 59.
About her wide vagina.
At the 59 minute part is when we finally mention her vagina. They'd be going, what the? Are you kidding me? What is this bullshit? I wanted to hear some Katy Perry vagina discussion. I got none of it. I got to think about her big tits. I didn't get anything. Although Corey likes Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Listener Corey, yeah. Katy Perry's his type of dirty girl. He said he'd make her do like 50 Shades of Grey shit, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he liked that. Get a
so
woman
gonna,
to do that
you're
stuff.
You're Uber drive today.
I'm thinking about it. I should nap, but I'll probably go Uber drive. I don't know if anybody needs a ride. You know what I mean? That's a problem with Uber during the week. There's just not enough people.
You never know.
So maybe I will.
You going to Uber drive this weekend?
Well, because here's the Uber sent me a gas card.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They said, here you go, Ray. Here's a gas card. Just take it. And I'm like, I don't need this gas card. They go, just take the gas card. Just take it. They conned me. That's how they get me. You know what I mean? They say, now listen, you have to drive, you know, so many times in a month to
keep. And they'll give you another gas card.
To keep this gas card.
Right.
So now I'm like, oh, shit, I got to get all these rides in or I'm going to lose my gas card.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't give a fuck about the gas card, but they've forced me now to give a damn about it. I'll tell you, it's a brilliant strategy.
Yeah.
It really is. They're brilliant, these sons of bitches at Uber.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going through.
You have any plans this weekend?
No, I'm going to Uber drive all weekend. That's what I'm doing. Well, watch
maybe
Cubs.
Be better than last weekend.
Watch Cubs baseball, but.
Yeah. Your game got rained out last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they played. Did they play today?
I don't think so.
Shows how bad it is. I don't even know the schedule. I don't know if the Cubs or Cards are even playing.
I don't think so. Unless it got rescheduled.
I don't. Who knows? Yeah, they played today. No. Do they play today? I guess they played. Do they play today?
I don't know. Too lazy to look it up.
Yeah, I guess they play today.
Do they?
This is what my app says. Is that true?
Well, if your app says it, it's true.
I'm just looking at the phone. I mean, and this is telling me they play today.
Oh.
They play. It's a makeup of yesterday's game. They play at 12:45 today.
Oh, well, then there you
Well, shit, go. I'm not going to. Then I'm not Ubered. I'm going to stay home and watch a Cubs game.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
By the way, you know, I could become a Cardinals fan. I was thinking about this.
I am a dual fan.
Yeah, you know what?
And my mother was a dual fan, but she liked the Cubs more.
I got to tell you what, because I'm fascinated by the Cardinals, because they're losers, you know, they lost last year.
Uh-huh.
So because of that, I'm sort of fascinated, and I really like Randall Grichuk a lot.
Uh-huh.
I like him, and I like Matt Carpenter, and I love Dexter Fowler. I'm telling you, I don't hate the Cardinals.
No.
I don't hate them. I'm actually kind of fascinated by them.
Yeah.
And, I know it's weird. It's very strange, but I don't dislike them. Like, even while playing the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I find it hard to root. I'm not so much rooting against them, rooting for the Cubs. I'm not really rooting against the Cardinals. I sort of like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating because now I think I'll have a second team, you know.
I always do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've never hated the Cardinals.
Ooh.
But I hate some of their fans. I mean, just hate them. But now I don't really hate them. I'm like, I pity them because the Cardinals are losing. They lose losers last year.
I think they're already gone, but I'm looking at for sale in Chatham.
Yeah.
Cubs card tickets for today.
Yeah.
$25.
Oh, shit. I couldn't afford it. Could you buy them with an Uber card?
Can
you buy them
any.
With an Uber card? Will they accept an Uber gas card as payment? I'll put $25 of gas in your car if you give me the tickets.
Too bad we don't have any money. We go screw off and go to the mm-hmm. Cubs cards game. You know, for the sake of the show.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's cheap.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Bucks.
So, fuck Uber driving. I think I'm going to watch the Cubs game.
Uber drive yourself down the game.
Yeah, fuck that. I didn't know the game was on. I thought that they, you know.
Right.
Oh, shit, I'm going to watch that.
There you go.
Yeah, so now it's like, as a Cubs fan, you know.
Uh-huh.
I really don't like the White Sox. I hate the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, I like the people I know that are White Sox fans are very cool people.
Mm-hmm.
You
can like the people, but you can hate the team.
It's like a lot of people that I know are really good people.
Mm-hmm.
Like Degman. You know Alex Degman?
Mm-hmm. Don't know the name.
He worked with me over at TAX. Now he works down at KMOX. Mm-hmm. I like Alex a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? I like him a lot, but a White Sox fan's like, oh, God. My father's like this. I like my, you know, I'm okay. I don't hate my father. But he's a right. White Sox fan. You know?
I was for a very short time while I dated somebody that liked him.
Degman's a White Sox fan. I mean, I can name people like this, you know, that are like, who is, there's just several people I know that. The only thing wrong with them are they're a White Sox fan, you know?
Yeah.
So I do tend to like their fans. Even my uncle for a while became a White Sox fan. And I love my uncle like a brother. I mean, he's just one of the greatest people on earth.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, it's a fucking White Sox fan? Oh, man, it's so troubling. Such a flaw in their character. But now he's become, now he's sort of become a Cubs fan. So, I, you know, that's cool. Oh, well. Well, listen, so I think I was going to Uber drive, but now I think I'm going to sit around and watch baseball all day.
There you go.
God, it's such a horrible, what am I doing? I'm going to lose my gas card. All right. Well, Nikki.
Just drive extra this weekend.
Good shows this mm-hmm. week. I thought we had really good shows.
Yesterday was very confusing for me.
Yeah, well, you sounded very confused. I hope your family stuff went okay. You were very confused.
I was very
However, confused. We did have... By the way, I have no idea who Jimmy J.J. Walker was.
It sounded like Sean.
No, it was not.
It wasn't?
No.
Was it TJ?
No, you know, it sounded like Rocky. That's who it sounded like.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't him. But,
Was it TJ?
No.
I thought it was Sean.
I'm telling you, I have no idea who the hell it was. Was obviously a regular listener, but whoever they were, you know. And I'm not sure I want to know. But no, it was it was not any of the regular suspects. It sounded like Rocky.
Yeah.
But it wasn't him.
Huh.
I mean, unless, because I don't think Rocky has a 217 number anymore, right?
Was it,
he's got like a 618 or 312. No, I haven't talked to Schmo in yet. I don't even know where Schmo is.
He's still around.
Oh, is he? I haven't seen him forever.
That I know of.
Yeah, I don't know who the hell it was. I have no idea who, but there was the best fucking impersonation. I was laughing. They knew.
I was confused. Oh, I was so confused.
They knew exactly what to say. That's what was so funny. Because sometimes those things go off the track when the person doing the impersonation, they don't know how to act. But this one knew how to do it. It was great. That's what made it so funny.
I kept saying, nuh-uh.
And he hit his dynamite. Hit it perfectly. So whoever that was, great job. I don't know who it was, though. But it's got to be, I mean, I gave the number earlier in the show, like yesterday.
Yeah, because I came in the middle of that and I had no idea what was
like
going
today,
on.
Like today, it's 81, what's our number? 814? Oh, I forget our fucking number. I think
I don't know what the number is.
It's 814-0332 or 816 with 033? Oh, fuck, I don't even remember.
That's right. We don't even know the numbers of the show.
Oh, I'm such a fucking idiot.
You should have it on a post-it note.
Oh, I can't. How can I give the number? I don't even know it. You know.
I know. Ray, come on now.
I'm trying to check my phone. Even my phone doesn't remember the number.
Hold on.
I think it's 81. How can I give the number? I don't. Yeah, and it wasn't Marvin either. People are guessing. It wasn't Marvin that called. I know Marv's. It wasn't Marv's number.
It's 814-0332.
Thank you. 814-0332 is the phone number. I always forget it. But whoever it was, God damn it, that was funny. I mean, seriously, it was very well done.
I had just woke up. I had no idea what you were talking about. You're trying to convince me of nonsense. Then this guy calls. I'm like, why are you guys keep talking about this?
Oh, it was very funny. Very funny. Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I just don't remember. I just don't know who the guy was. I wish I knew, but I don't, you know.
Was it Warnowski?
No. He's got a Cleveland number. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a mystery. Maybe it was JJ.
Maybe it was really. Maybe it was really JJ Walker. I guess that's something I've never considered.
Maybe it was Rauner.
It was real JJ Walker. He liked that pussy. Mm.
It was Rauner.
That white pussy. and Coulter. Goddamn. But let me just say, whoever the hell that was that called in, good job. It was more than likely just a very funny listener. Keep it up. Call in again. I loved it. I really did. I thought it was very impressive and
mm-hmm.
Keep up the good work. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Need more calls from celebrities like Jimmy J.J. Walker. Dynamite! On the show. All right, we're going to wrap up for this week. We will return next Monday at 9 a.m. with another program. You guys have a good weekend and a safe weekend. And remember, stop drinking soda. Or you're going to get a
very bad for you.
You get a muffin top.
Yeah, I think that's what caused it.
And remember, those girls with swinging titties, you know,
have wide vaginas.
There's a possibility of a wide vagina, I guess. But if you're really if you got a really girthy dick, I mean, you know, you're fine with it. You know what I mean?
Oh my
God! Like there are some guys walking around going, "Trust me, there ain't nothing wide enough for me." I mean, they don't like girls with too tight of vaginas because, you know, they're packing so much meat between their legs. You know what I mean? I mean, God bless them all, but Jesus. I need a normal. I don't need an abnormal vagina.
Oh, jeez.
You know what I mean?
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, just saying the vagina I need is normal because I, you know.
La, 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 la.
I'm not packing a freaking baby's arm in my pants like some of these guys. So, just letting you know. But anyway, and whoever Jimmy J.J. Walker was, you're fantastic. Thank you. And, you know, make sure to send me an email, raylytle@hotmail.com, or follow on Facebook, Ray Lytle, R-A-Y-L-Y-T-L-E. Or you could follow Nikki Disaster on Facebook and go to the Morning Disaster, Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster Facebook page. Make sure you like it, join it, whatever you got to do there. And follow me on Twitter, @RayLytle. All right. The Instagram is, what's my Instagram? @TheChubbyRay. Is that all the social media?
I think so.
All right. We got to go. So thank you for listening. We're back next Monday.
You guys have
enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, enjoy the weather and have a great weekend. So long, everybody.
Bye.